Blog Talk Radio.
I accept this award today with an abiding faith in America and an audacious faith in the future of mankind. I refuse to accept the idea that man is mere flotsam and jetsam in the river of life, unable to influence the unfolding events which surround him. I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war, that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I have the audacity to believe that peoples everywhere can have 3 meals a day for their bodies, education and culture for their minds, and dignity, equality, and freedom for their spirits. Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness, Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I accept the Nobel Prize for Peace at a moment when 22 million Negroes of the United States are engaged in a creative battle to end the long night of racial injustice. I accept this award on behalf of the civil rights movement, which is moving with determination and a majestic scorn for risk and danger to establish a reign of freedom and a rule of justice. I am mindful that only yesterday in Birmingham, Alabama, our children crying out for brotherhood were answered with fire hoses, snarling dogs, and even death. I am mindful that only yesterday in Philadelphia, Mississippi, young people seeking to secure the right to vote were brutalized and murdered. I am mindful that debilitating and grinding poverty afflicts my people and chains them to the lowest rung of the economic ladder. Therefore, I must ask why this prize is awarded to a movement which is beleaguered and committed to unrelenting struggle, to a movement which has not yet won the very peace and brotherhood which is the essence of the Nobel Prize. After contemplation, I conclude that this award which I receive on behalf of that movement is a profound recognition that nonviolence is the answer to the crucial political and moral questions of our time. The need for man to overcome oppression and violence without resorting to violence and oppression. Civilization and violence are antithetical concepts. Negroes of the United States, following the people of India, have demonstrated that nonviolence is not sterile passivity, but a powerful moral force which makes for social transformation. Sooner or later, all the peoples of the world will have to discover a way to live together in peace and thereby transform this pending cosmic elegy into a creative psalm of brotherhood. If this is to be achieved, man must evolve for all human conflict a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love. The tortuous road which has led from Montgomery, Alabama to Oslo bears witness to this truth. This is a road over which millions of Negroes are traveling to find a new sense of dignity. This same road has opened for all Americans a new era of progress and hope. It has led to a new civil rights bill, and it will, I am convinced, be widened and lengthened into a superhighway of justice as Negro and white men in increasing numbers create alliances to overcome their common problems. I refuse to accept despair as the final response to the ambiguities of history. I refuse to accept the idea that the isness of man's present nature makes him morally incapable of reaching up for the eternal oughtness that forever confronts him. I refuse to accept the cynical notion that nation after nation must spiral down a militaristic stairway into the hell of nuclear annihilation. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. This is why right temporarily defeated is stronger than evil triumphant. I believe that even amid today's mortar bursts and whining bullets, there is still hope for a brighter tomorrow. I believe that wounded justice, lying prostrate on the blood-flowing streets of our nations, can be lifted from this dust of shame to reign supreme among the children of men.
Medical research almost every credible economist will tell you it's been a huge drag on this recovery, and it means that we're underinvesting in the things that this country needs to make it a magnet for good jobs. Then over the last 6 months, this gridlock has gotten worse. I didn't think that was possible. The good news is a growing number of Republican senators are looking to join their Democratic counterparts and try to get things done in the Senate. So that's good news. For example, they worked together on an immigration bill that economists say will boost our economy by more than $1 trillion, strengthen border security, make the system work. But you've got a faction of Republicans in the House who won't even give that bill a vote. And that same group gutted a farm bill that America's farmers depend on, but also America's most vulnerable children depend on. And if you ask some of these folks mostly in the House about their economic agenda, how it is that they'll strengthen the middle class, they'll shift the topic to out-of-control government spending, despite the fact that we've cut the deficit.
Don't forget Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. coffee brunch will be Saturday, and we'll be there at the Hilton in Chicago. Dr. King will be 93 years old. I want to thank you for that we will be honoring Dr. King and the life and work of Martin Luther King. And what Dr. King did for many of you. Don't forget, we own Saturday, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement. And we're letting you know this virus is so bad, but we got to hold up and make it work. And Dr. King, great father, open up our eyes when we might see. And we need to do that. Together with God. And I want to tell you tonight, as we come to what I've answered, I share, Shay. And if Dr. King was living in the physical world, he would be talking about feed the hungry. We'll talk about also help those that are homeless, those that are outdoors sleeping under the bridges, and for those that are doing well off to come together. The atmosphere of God is here and the anointing of God here. I'm praying for you, Ashab ancestor, tonight. I cross over. I want to tell you, May, you had called me. May, I want to tell you all the way in Arkansas. Right down now, I want to tell you. You're in Fort City, Arkansas. All is well. Every letter, every telephone call, I say. Reason you don't want to know what your ancestors are saying, and most times you don't want to do what's right. In the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, Paul Lonsdale, Bob Rosen, Harry Tubman, and even your ancestor, your mama, your great-grandma, their spirit is in the atmosphere. And in the atmosphere, it's changed. Psalms 38 and Psalms 19 and Psalms 27. It's a breakthrough coming. I prophesied about the fire in New York. I see a fire here in Chicago, but I see an earthquake around the world. I want you to get ready tonight for God to bless you, your business to open up. And I was talking to Sister, please just get ready for a tax. If you need your tax done, if you're in Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, wherever you are, call her, get her a call and set your stuff up. don't bring in no stuff if it ain't right. So, you know, we like to beat the system. One lady got money for a building, now she took the building from her, she ain't got the building. See? And I want to prophesy this tonight, there's going to be a lot of people going to jail for lying about this money. Now, I want to prophesy this, the snatch and grab thing, all of them going to jail sooner or later. You know, I want to say this, this is 2022. We're talking about open up a door and let God do something for you. God, spirit is in the atmosphere. Don't you feel like there's some things got to take where you can get where you need to go? I'm praying for you, Brother Russell. God bless you. And all right, Tim, I'm praying for you tonight. There's no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. But I want to say this, peace and love to you that lost loved ones. And I want to say this, and rest in peace, Sister Diane. I just got a call from down south. So rest in peace. I want to say this tonight as we get ready. Thank you, Dr. Gibson, for telling us you can over-medicate yourself. And I was talking to Dr. Herman, when she was telling me that you can over-medicate yourself. And Dr. Barbara down in Houston said, Bishop, what's wrong? It's so wicked. They won't take time out to pray for God to do something. They're so caught up in what they're doing. They call it, and death is all the way around. The only way to get out of death, the Bible said the wage of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. When are you going to make up your mind that you're going to do the right thing for the right reason and get the right result? Still praying with God, and they're taking them out. I got four people called me, telling me loved ones have died. I want to say to you, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Now, you can't let no man kick you to hell and call it love. You can't let no woman kick you to hell and call it love. You got to stand on your own two feet and stand for God and stand for truth, justice. I feel the anointing, I say. You know, I was telling Jay was telling me that, and I feel something going on in the atmosphere. Two, going to be a change. You're going to get it right or you're going to die. Let me say it again. You make up your mind that what you want God to do for you, he's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Father, open our eyes where we might see, because we've been so blind. We've been playing this for years. And I'm praying for Purpose Fan, WVON radio station, Dale Span.
Open eyes that we may see.
Now, if we just follow God, let me give you a scripture tonight to read. Psalms 27, yeah, for the night. We're going to give you Psalm 27 tonight and give you Psalm 91. It's something happening in the atmosphere. The atmosphere is shifting. The whole earth is shifting. If you don't catch on, you get lost and get caught up in the matter, the murder. It's so much evil being released. The Lord is with you. I feel it in the atmosphere. Praying for you, Brother Bob. Brother Eustace, Sister Rose, Brother Cook, Lisa Pran for you, Joe for you, Celeste for you, Mary Hawkins praying for you tonight, Pearl praying for you tonight. Know the presence of the Lord is with us. Know the presence of the Lord with us. And know the presence of the Lord will work for you if you just let him. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel a change? The children, the hospital full. And nobody said, give me a shot, but then nobody said, let's pray. Come on, prayer of the Lord is with you tonight. God's going to make a change in your life, young man, young woman. And you got to feel that God is taking you to another level. Maybe you're down today. Maybe the doctor gave you cancer, high blood sugar, dementia. But I want to tell you tonight, the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Pray for your deliverance, your daughter, your breakthrough, your son, your husband, your wife. I want to pray for a sound mind. Today I seen a lady throw her baby in the garbage can, in the dumpster, and they got it on TV. The camera showed where she took the baby and threw it like the baby was some trash. Those are demon spirits, people. Psalms 37, fret not thyself, evil doers, they'll soon be cut down. The Spirit of the Lord is waking us up. Don't forget, go to my website, theseedabraham.com. If you got a seed, plant that seed to the seed of Abraham. I'm praying for you in Detroit. Brother Carl, all is well. I got your letter, Brother Carl. Something's going to be on the way to you quick, fast, and in the area. The Lord's Anderson down in Pickens, Mississippi. Patty Patterson, I'm praying for you tonight. I'm praying for you in Kenya, those in Jamaica, I'm praying for the every letter, those that locked out, those in jail. I'm praying tonight for Larry Hoover and Jeff Ford to get out of jail. And I'm praying that those are political prisoners, that they will come out. Jubilee within. Get ready where you are. God want you to look up and be glad. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim, lost your mother-in-law. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Get ready for a healing. Bob, get ready for deliverance. I don't know why I'm picking you up, Lisa, May. Everything will be all right. Dr. King's spirit is still moving over the earth. And his birthday will be Saturday. He will be 23 years old. That his spirit is not doing what he wants to do. Dr. King was about feeding people, clothing people, justice, and universal freedom. Joan, I'm praying for you tonight. Bless unto the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm praying for you, Sister Angel. And I'm praying for you tonight. Joanne, I'm praying for you tonight. Charles, I'm praying for you. Willie, I'm praying for you. Get ready for a miracle breakthrough in 2022 for you. I'm just picking ancestors up. I say ancestors. That's going to be a war in the Middle East. It's going to happen in Washington. I hope they find the bomb before they spit it out. It's the same that targets Chicago, California, New York, and Atlanta. But they're going to find before it happens. I'm picking up in the spirit, people walking back and forth in the spirit. I'm picking up a breakthrough for some of you. And I'm picking up a door, open up. We should loop like a Martin Luther King all this week. And we're going to be at a coffee brunch. They told me to call it a coffee, get the coffee brush in the morning. I get it together. They can't give me a total what to say. Blessed on the Lord is with you. I say. The hole is open up. You're going to find out if some things going to happen in 22. God already is going to help you with it.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over